So to begin with a kind of an analogy, imagine two children, you may be somewhat young, in playground, and two of them have never been on a seesaw before. And so they take their both ends of the seesaw, and they're going up and down, and then it occurs to them, let's see if we can get the seesaw to be balanced, you know, horizontally, so it's just kind of flat. And it takes them a long time to kind of find where each of them should be positioned, how to be, and they keep going up and down as they do this. But then slowly, the up and down go less, and, you know, it's less dramatic. They don't touch the ground when they go down. And finally, after some time, these two kids have finally learned how to stand both on either end of the seesaw and keep it really still and stable. Or maybe you've done that as a kid alone by having your feet on either side of the fulcrum of the seesaw until you find just how to balance it just right, the two sides. So in meditation practice, there are these two sides of the seesaw that we're in. And it's just one whole seesaw, but it has these two sides. And one is what's happening, and the other is our relationship to what's happening. And in terms of cultivating stability and steadiness, sometimes we look for it and develop it in our bodies, in our minds, our hearts, that in a sense can be seen, you know, what we see, what we perceive, what we are aware of. We become aware of where there's stability. The other place is how we relate to what we know, how we relate to our experience. And so if you're finding some stability inside, but then you suddenly find there's a place of agitation, and then you recoil from the agitation, or you get upset that you're agitated, and suddenly the seesaw, you know, dips down to one side because the weight of your reactivity is so strong that that's what loses the balance. But then you kind of look around and see, and you tune into your breathing, and the regular rhythm of breathing is kind of steady and ongoing, and that steadiness and of breathing begins to kind of relax the reactive mind, and the seesaw comes back into balance again. And so it goes back and forth this way, and sometimes the body and what we know is all reactive and upset, and it could be that something difficult happened to you this morning, and you're still lots of energy in your body, lots of agitation coursing through you. And how to come into balance maybe is to step back and know that agitation with a calm mind, or know that agitation with a mind that has some steadiness or stability in it. The awareness itself provides, helps the seesaw come into balance. And the idea of the seesaw is that it's often, it's going back and forth, and sometimes one side is predominant, sometimes the other side is predominant, and then we look at the other side of it to help us come into balance. Sometimes we can look at our reaction to things, and that's what needs our attention, our judgments, our criticism, our desires, our clinging, how we relate to things. And sometimes it can be in looking at it in our experience itself, independent of how we're reacting to it. And generally, when we're focusing on breathing in meditation, we're focusing on something which has a kind of rhythm of steadiness, a kind of constancy of arising and passing, that can provide a through line, a constancy that the rest of this seesaw, the rest of the kids in the playground can calm down and relax and settle. And it doesn't always work for everyone this way, but that's one of the functions of breathing, is it's just to have like an anchor or a steady anchor, massage that we keep coming back to, so that the mind doesn't get involved in its reactivity, its preoccupations, its concerns. The breathing is always in the present moment. The experience of breathing is always a present moment experience. And sometimes the breathing can be difficult and we're controlling it or it's tight or something. But the rhythm of breathing, of coming and going, arising and passing, that rhythm is there to support us in meditation and supports a kind of steadiness a steadying of our hearts, a steadying of our mind. And so if it doesn't work for you, there's other ways of having a steadying and an anchor. But that's kind of the classic place. And I'll use that for this meditation here for now. If that doesn't work for you, the breathing, in our Vipassana tradition, the way I was taught in Burma, the alternative was a global awareness of the body, but in particular, where the body comes into contact. Excuse me. Where the body comes into contact with something. And that contact of the body, that is always in the present moment as well. And in a kind of nice, rhythmic way, come in and touch the different contact points is sometimes an alternative to breathing. So to take a meditation posture, and one of the reasons if you're sitting upright, to have a little bit more uprightness in your spine than you normally would, is so that your chest is a little bit open, a little bit expansive, partly so there's just more room, perhaps, for the lungs to fill with air. And to gently close your eyes. And then to have a global awareness of your body. Feeling your body. And then, if there's any places in the body that's easy to relax, to soften tension in the muscles, that relaxation is a movement towards steadiness, towards becoming grounded or settled. So you might soften the muscles of your face as you exhale. Forehead, cheeks, the jaws, the eyes. You might relax and soften your belly. Perhaps there's a settling, releasing of the shoulders as you exhale. Perhaps there's a releasing of the chest as you exhale. Perhaps a releasing of the whole torso into your sitting bones, to the where your weight touches the chair or your cushion. And to feel the whatever physical stability that's available for you. Feel where there's a groundedness in your body. Perhaps rootedness. And as you exhale, perhaps you can settle into that place of groundedness, stability, where you're, kind of groundedness and stability that informs you that you're here in this place, in this time. And there might be tension or pressure associated with the thinking mind, maybe in the area of your brain or temples or forehead, or could be other places. And perhaps you can also relax the thinking mind. And maybe as you exhale, to relax into whatever stillness is available in the mind. Perhaps letting go of your thoughts or letting them recede in the background. And as you let go of them, let go into the body breathing. Allowing discovering a kind of groundedness or settledness somewhere in the depths of your breathing. And in awareness, to see and see if you can discover if there's some small or big capacity for a steady awareness, and a relaxed, steady gaze, observing the body breathing. Or a stable awareness within your body that accompanies the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. And sometimes you might feel some variation of stability in your body or your heart. And sometimes you might find that stability or steadiness in how you are relating to your experience. Gently, softly, not trying too hard. But maybe it'll be obvious sometimes which side of the seesaw you can find some modicum of non-reactivity, non-agitation, some ability, some place where you're not disturbed by how things are. And maybe to support this, very quietly, gently in your mind, you can say in as you breathe in, out as you breathe out, where the way you say that those two words is also steady and calm and stable. And these very soft, gentle, quiet thoughts of in and out is a reminder to return to the steadiness, the continuity, the constancy of breathing in and breathing out. you find yourself drifting off in thought, if possible, try not to be reactive to that or upset about that, but rather know it or use it as a reminder to return to a stillness, a steadiness, a stability that knows that you're thinking, and it supports you to return to breathing, or allows the breathing to return to your awareness. Instead of using the words in and out to anchor yourself with the breathing, it might be interesting to use a single word, yes, very quietly, softly, maybe so quiet that it's almost as if you're imagining you're saying the word yes. But that yes to breathing in, yes to breathing out, yes to being steady, and to be steadying yourself on the breathing. As you exhale, let go into the stillness, the stability of the body or of your inner life, a place where things are undisturbed, unagitated. Even if you are agitated, can you find the place within that is not? As we come to the end of this sitting, you might once again look for stability within. Is there any place physically where the body feels stable or still or settled to some degree? Is there any place at your heart your emotions feel a little more steady or settled? Or your mind? Is there some place where the mind feels steadier, calmer, settled? Take a minute or so to let that register in you. Let you become more fully aware, like you're a sponge, to really absorb and feel and recognize these feelings of that fit into the family that I'm calling stability. And can you notice how thinking might take you away from those feelings? They don't have to, but... And how you can return to touching into them and appreciating them. And as we get ready now to end this sitting, can you imagine or have a vision for yourself of how you might go about the next hour and a half or so that's somehow attuned or aligned with feelings of stability, steadiness, calm, how you might stay close to the degree of non-agitation that you feel now? Or if you are agitated, what you might do that settles that over the next period? What supports you in staying grounded, rooted in your immediacy of your experience here in the present moment?